here and welcome to day five. You made it. You're on a roll. Well, we're going to keep you on a roll and have you begin to build your mind gym. Now, your mind gym is an imaginary place where you will go and train your mind. And let's get you there. So just like the last couple of days, sit on the edge of your chair or on a cushion or whatever it is. Natural arch in your spine. Chin tucked. And either your eyes closed all the way down or your lids are maybe 3/4 of the way down and you have that soft gaze. Now begin to take nice deep breaths. In through the nose and out through the nose at a pace and a depth that's right for you. And your mind might be full of thoughts. And that's normal, and just don't try to control or direct your thoughts at this point. Just notice the thoughts and come back to the breath. You can hear your breath as it goes in and out. You feel your body accommodating that breath, your ribs expanding and contracting. Now you can imagine a color you love. And imagine that color you love like a tiny friendly tornado up in the sky. It's swirling and swirling way up in the sky. That color you love is swirling up in the sky. And then you see it coming down deeper and deeper, falling down way, way up from the sky, going down and down until it lands very gently at the top of your head. And you can feel that color you love spinning and swirling. And it's either swirling clockwise or counterclockwise. You don't know why, it just automatically goes that way. And it's at a certain pace. It might be rather slow. It might be swirling very quickly or somewhere in between. You might even feel a little tickle there at the very top of your head. And now allow that color you love to flow through you. It's a continuous flow, like someone's pouring that color liquid into a funnel and it's going all the way through you, through your head and out the bottoms of your feet. And you can make that color have a temperature. It could be hot, like a nice hot shower. It could be warm. It could be cool, or it could even be ice cold. And as that color you love flows through you, you can feel the very top of your head beginning to relax. And as that color you love flowing through you, you can feel your forehead relaxing, smoothing out any creases. All the tiny little muscles around your eyes relax. And you can feel the muscles of your jaw relax. And it hangs loose and slack. It's almost like a signal to the rest of your body that it's safe for you to relax. And as that color you love continues to flow, you feel your neck muscles relax and then your upper back muscles relax, and that relaxation spreads ever so sweetly to your shoulders and down your arms, your forearms, hands, all the way to the very tips of your fingers. And then that relaxation spreads to your chest and torso, making it even easier to breathe fully and deeply. And you feel that relaxation and even extra space down in your low back and hips. You can feel your thighs relax, your calves and shins relax, your ankle, your feet. And then you feel that color flowing out the bottoms of your feet like water going down a drain. And allow that color you love to take with it anything you don't want or need. Little aches or pains, tightness, ruminations, perseverations. Just let them all go. Now, like someone's turning off the faucet, that color you love flows through you one more time, all the way through, relaxing you even more, and then goes out the bottoms of your feet. And now you find yourself at the top of a beautiful staircase. It's one you've designed, and it's perfect for you. In fact, it's your perfect staircase, and it can be made out of anything. It can be made out of wood, of marble, of metal, of glass, of diamond, of dolphins, of clouds. It can be any color and fabric and material you want. It could have railings or no railings. And this staircase, your perfect staircase, has 10 steps. And at the bottom of your perfect staircase is your mind gym, a place where you can train your mind. And it's very, very safe. In fact, it's your safe place. And in just a moment, you'll descend these 10 steps down to your mind gym. And taking a step down will be easy and effortless. And you may hold on to the railing, or you may not hold on to the railing. You're going to begin to descend now, 10. Stepping down with either your left foot or your right foot, and you don't know why. It just seems right. It feels right. And you take another step down, 9. With each step, you feel more relaxed. 8. The deeper you go, the better you feel. 7. And the better you feel, the deeper you go. 6. Relaxing more and more with each step. 5. Enjoying the velvety darkness behind your eyelids. 4. Relaxing even more. 3. You're doing very well. Almost there. 2. And 1. And now you're on the ground and you float or jump or step or run or somersault or hover to the entrance of your mind gym. And this may be very clear to you, or may not be clear yet. You can create this over time. And there's a doorway to your mind gym. And there may be a saying or a plaque there. And if so, take a moment to see what it says. Or maybe nothing's there yet. But you do notice a force field. And it may be that color you love, or maybe multiple colors. There may be a hum or a buzz. And this force field only allows you or anyone or anything else that you allow. Otherwise, nothing gets in. And when I count backwards from 3 to 1, you're going to break through that force field and into your mind gym in 3, 2, 1. And you break through and you're in your mind gym now. And this could be a place that you've been before. or it could be a place you've created. And you can add more and more every time you go. Just like if you move somewhere that may be completely empty and you want to paint the walls and hang up art and put knickknacks and tables and plants and furniture. But in the beginning, there's not much there at all. And you build it over time. But what you do notice, up there in front of you, is there a place where you can relax even more? It might be a sofa, or a recliner, or a chair, or a hammock, or a place to lay down. Whatever it is, make your way there now. That's it. Good. Now sit back or lay down, relaxing even more. You're feeling surrounded and safe. You're feeling very, very safe. You can feel the fabric or material. It might be smooth to the touch. It might be rough to the touch. It might be cool or might be warm. And you breathe in and you notice the scent of your mind gym. Your mind gym could have walls and a ceiling, or it could be open. You could be at a beach or on a mountain or a field or another planet. It's your mind gym. You can make it however you want. And you can look around and notice the colors, the shapes, the shadows. You can create it as you go along and you can change it. Just like if you have a home, no doubt you've redecorated many times. So how you make it now isn't necessarily how it needs to be forever. So have fun. And now notice how you can turn up the intensity of those colors. You can make them twice as bright, twice as bold, twice as vivid with your mind alone. And you might wonder what else you can do with your mind alone today. And you can notice if you hear any sounds there in your mind gym. Even if it's a sound of silence. Or maybe there's the sounds of nature. And now you notice in front of you a glass of cool, clear, clean water. And you reach out with either your right hand or your left hand. And you feel the temperature of that glass. And you bring that glass of water up to your lips and you feel that water against your lips. And you take a swallow and you feel it go down your tongue, your throat, and you feel it in your stomach as you swallow. And you set that glass back down. And that glass can stay there or disappear. And over time, your mind gym will have more and more things in it. You'll have a movie screen. It could be small, like a computer screen, or it could be huge, like an IMAX theater screen. It's your mind gym, you create what you want. You'll have many tools to train your mind. And you can enjoy the safety and comfort of your mind gym. And you can look at things in a new way. You might create some distance from memories. And the laws of nature and physics don't apply in the mind gym, just like a dream. You can fly, you can hover up. You can go from being on the ground to being 30,000 feet in the air in a heartbeat. You can look under and around and over and through. You can make things bigger and make them smaller. You can put them far, far away or bring them closer. And you'll practice all those tools. And your mind gym is a place you can go at any time. And only you or anyone or anything that you want can come in. That force field will keep everything else out. And the mind gym is a place where you can train your mind for the life you want. So you can apply the skills that you learn here to your life out there. And you can practice and rehearse and relive and try again. You know champions are made in the gym. And you're training your mind for the life you want. Now this is your first visit to your mind gym. You can add things, take things away, move things around anytime you want. But for right now, allow yourself to rise up from that very comfortable place. And now turn and make your way back to the exit of your mind gym. And you can swim, you can float, you can somersault, you can dance, you can skip, you can beam yourself there. And now you notice at the exit there's an archway, and there may be nothing there at this time. But over time, if you want, you can put tokens and symbols and photographs and pictures, sayings, anything that you want to help you remember back there. And when I count backwards from 3 to 1 and snap my fingers, you're going to break through the exit of your mind gym in 3, 2, 1. And then you're breaking through, and now you're at the bottom of your staircase. And you put either your left or your right foot up, 1. Coming back, 2, more energized, 3, thrilled that you have a place you can train your mind, 4, coming back now, 5, 6, 7, more awake, 8, more alive, 9, and 10, beautiful. Now, stretch your arms up over the top of your head, take a nice deep breath, and sigh, and let your arms drift and float on back down. And you're almost done, but just take a moment and notice how you feel. Do a body scan. You can start at the top of your head and work your way down your forehead, eyes, jaw, neck, upper back, shoulders, arms, torso, hips, legs, and feet. And notice how you feel now compared to just a few minutes ago when you started. All right, beautiful job today. You're well on your way. You've created a mind gym, and we'll come back to that tomorrow. And I'll see you there on day 6.